you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed has
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't.
Does not shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
No.
What would you say about a man?
He likes to, I don't think I'd say that about a man. I don't know. I never thought about it. Dress up, I guess.
What would you say if a woman standing in front of the mirror and...
grooming, admiring herself.
Do you ever say primp or...
Oh, yes. Or yes, primp? I say primp. Mm-hmm.
Would you say that about a man?
Possibly, but not ordinarily, no.
Would it have a bad connotation?
Yes, yes. It would be saying that he's more feminine.
What would you call a man who's very vain and about the way he dresses?
Particular.
Do you ever hear the term jelly bean?
No.
And something that you could carry coins in would be a
coin purse.
And something a woman would wear around her neck.
A necklace.
Or talking about beads, you call that a
necklace.
Or what is beads?
A string of beads.
And something she could wear around her wrist.
A bracelet.
And something men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Suspenders.
Any old fashioned name for that?
Yeah, there's some. Let's see, what are they? God, suspenders, none come to mind right now.
What you'd hold over you when it rained?
An umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed?
Bedspread.
Did you ever hear a name for a kind of a bedspread that people would make themselves? Real fancy.
A quilt.
Huh?
A quilt.
Okay. Did you ever hear a counterpin or a coverlet?
No. We don't use those terms.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
headboard. Pillow.
Okay. Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
No.
Did you ever hear of a bolster?
I've heard of it. We don't use that here.
You've heard of
a bolster to me is something, a new term that they use for king size beds now to make it look nice, you know?
What does it look like?
It's just a long pillow.
How far across?
Well, a bolster on a king-size bed would go about halfway across. Mm-hmm. Be about the length of two pillows.
And say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you could make a...
pallet.
And say if you raised a lot of cotton, you say this year we had a good...
bumper crop.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you...
cleared the land.
And... if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back, you can cut it again the same year. You call that
a second cutting?
What would you call a crop that hasn't been planted but comes up anyway?
A volunteer.
What sort of things would come up volunteer?
Sugar cane comes up volunteer. They plant it every 3 years.
Why do they plant it every 3 years?
Well, you see, what they do is they take the stalk and they split it. And they split, they plant the cane, just a stalk, and then it lasts 3 years. After 3 years, they found that it doesn't produce a good stock, so they have to dig that up and plant another cane. 3 years is about as far as it'll go. I'm thinking primarily of grasses that they make hay out of, like Bermuda grass and Johnson grass and what have you. This is a volunteer crop.
And